Hello and welcome to the Hump Day Specials, second in our series of fun-on-one interviews with telephone entertainment legends. I'm Mr. Fun, and on today's program, we will be speaking to the movie maker, the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Paul Mack.
Hi, this is John Revolting, and you just dialed 761-3330. Stick around.
Oh my God, it's a stolen idea!
Talk to me, Mamu, he said. Talk to me, Mamu. Where the hell did he get that from? Son of a gun. You know what I'm saying?
Talk to me, motherfucker.
This is Stunt Girl calling back once again. Yeah, I called yesterday.
Stop doing things to me. What the hell did I ever do to you?
Who are you trying to kid?
Hello, Paul. Michael Los Angeles here.
Hey, this is Bob. You're on the wild side. It's one of my favorite lines, and hey, I gotta get going.
Thanks for letting me do it. In your ear.
Paul Mack presents the finest in recorded telephone entertainment.
And now, today's recording already in progress.
A blast from the movie line past. And of course, for those of you who are not familiar with Mr. Mack's contribution to telephone fun, well, Paul was the creator, producer, and host of North Hollywood's popular movie line for over 2 years until he began production on his new film, Final Destination Unknown. And at that time, the movie line, or Paul Mack Presents, turned over the controls to newcomer William Wilde, who produced and hosted The Wild Side for less than 1 year. Paul, thanks a lot for joining us for Fun on One.
You're certainly welcome there, buddy.
And one thing, Paul, we do have to clear up and should clear up at this opportunity while I do have you here and now. There was a lot of bad feelings going on between you and myself and Bob and yourself over the past few months, which by now everybody realized was pretty much just hype debut of your new line.
Bunch
Tell us
hype.
About that.
A bunch of hype, of course. You know that yourself and Bob participated in this Macko hypomania. For the Mackie Awards, something that you at first weren't too sure about. You were a little skeptical about that one, weren't you?
I got to be honest with you, Paul. I was a little skeptical of the Mackie Awards.
I think though it has such a limited appeal. Though I think it basically meaning that myself, it has a major appeal to me. I've listened to the show about 10-12 times so far. But seriously, getting back to the other thing, I think that was just a bunch of, like you said, hype. And obviously, I think a lot of people were catching on towards the end because it's been tried before in the phone world, I think. You know, in recent times, I think Karen Grateful Dead and Buona Muffin had a big falling out. Wasn't that right?
That's so right. No, and, it's been done before.
That was, you know, recently. Of course, 5 years from now, they're going to go Karen, Buona, what? You know. But
it always does get attention.
It always gets attention, and I'm the kind of guy that likes just that. So what I did was, with the cooperation of Mr. Funnies and blah, blah, was I put together this scam to get all you people pissed off at me so you would not call my number when in reality you did call my number, but in the long run, hell with it, it didn't work anyway.
You did have some major problems over it.
I'm having problems now. I mean, people just gave up calling the damn thing because, you know, you call up and there's just, I'm forwarding to Nixon, you know.
Exactly. It's awful. A couple of things we're going to try and get out on this interview here. Speaking candidly with Paul Mack, one thing I know that's got to be the obvious question, and a lot of people might want to know this, a lot of people might not. How did you first get involved in telephone entertainment?
Well, that would be one of the questions that I really wouldn't want to know about, but if you insist. I got involved with telephone entertainment back in 1979. That was my first experience. It's not when I got involved. In 1979, I called, my father showed me an ad in the Valley News at that time, which I was also delivering. I was a paper boy from 13 on. Not currently, but, you know, for a couple of years. And my dad showed me this article. It was about a phone line in Van Nuys going up called Surprise. And this, to me, was a novelty. You know, I was into novelties, and it basically was a deal where you can call up and hear old radio shows. This guy put on radio shows in acts, you know, kind of like the Gopher Twins, continuing adventures. He'd do, like, part 1 through 5 of, like, an old series of radios, and I'd call the thing up, and this was interesting.
Now, this, of course, was before your involvement with Brian Feedback. And,
yeah, that was before
Bob.
That. This led into that. But what happened was I called this number, and then I started getting into this, and then the guy, his name, Bill Van Nuys, I think, at the time, he left a number of a conference, and I said, conference? What is this? So he left a number. I believe it was one of the old conference lines, and I called that number, And from that number, I started talking to people, opening up a whole new door. It's just like, I guess, when anybody discovers telephone entertainment lines, you know, it's really fascinating. So I started talking on this thing, and I talked to this one guy, and he had the strangest name, really strange guy. No, he was a nice guy, actually, but he turned me onto this line called Feedback, and his name was Brian W. Feedback. I talked to him on the conference line, and he told me about his line, his number, so I called his number, and from him, that's how I got telephone entertainment line numbers. From Feedback, I eventually got dual face, and I left my very first comment on Feedback in February of 1980. And that's when it all started.
That's quite a while ago. That's 6 years now.
That's my official comment, and Brian, it was a comment. I was doing imitations. I did my Barney Five and my Albert Hitchcock, and then I called up right after and did a voice in my did a comment in my regular voice. I'm stupid, silly little skit, you know. But he ran them both.
Now, how long were you leaving comments and calling the variety lines and comment lines and what have you before you got the bug and decided to bring up the movie line?
Well, that was a few years, but it wasn't really. I never really had any interest in putting up a line. It was the last thing I really wanted to do. What happened was, after leaving comments on Feedback, it caught on really quick. I became quite an obnoxious little personality there. And people got onto that, and I was calling myself the Movie Maker. And here I was only 16 years old. And people were calling up asking me, what kind of movies do you make, you know? They thought I was some kind of for real. And I was, basically. I was making my little Super 8 movies, Super 8 sound movies. But people would call up and want to ask me, you know, what I did in the movie industry. And I always left comments on Disney and everything. And basically from there, I became a personality. And Brian Feedback had me on his tape as a guest host. I remember I rode my bicycle all the way from my house in North Hollywood to Sun Valley over to Brian's house, and I made my first appearance, and I met Brian, and it was quite an experience, something that I'd never want to do again. And that was how it all started. And then, of course, I got the number to Dual Phase, and I only called that maybe once or twice, and Dan Dual Phase picked up the line, and he talked to me, and he said, hey, you want to be a guest star? You want to be a guest star? And I said, well, sure, you know. So he offered to pick me up, and he took me over there, and I did the tape, and the rest is history, unfortunately.
You became quite good friends with Dan Ross, right?
Yeah, that's when I started my, you know, more or less professional line association was with Dan, you know, in 1980. That was the same year, only months away from when I first started, you know, leaving comments.
And now, how long, now was, being that you're one of the people that I know we could ask about this, and I know this is, we're trying to find out about Paul Mack, but
right.
I'm curious, how long was Daniel Ross running lines before?
Oh, well, Dan started back, you know, in, I believe it was December of 78, I believe.
1978, that's
78,
a long time.
Yeah, and, you know, if I'm not mistaken, it was 78, December 28th, 1978, and he started in, I believe it was Glendale, now don't quote me, of course I didn't know him back then, but when I met him, he was already in Studio City, which was his, you know, the last place he lived before he passed away, but, and he had already had quite a reputation. And he had had all his fancy equipment by that time. And I came into the thing, and I went in there, and there was this guy, this little roly-poly kid, you know, older than me, kid, you know, now compared. But, and this, he had a thing on his wall that was built. It was like a telephone answering. It was a key system, you know, basically. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's basically a key system is something with, you know, where you have the push buttons on your phone and it's different lines, and he built this on his wall. I don't think his mother knew about it back then, but he had a, you know, a whole board panel that he built with
right.
circuits and functions and lights, and it was always clicking and going on. Incredible guy.
Now, you worked with Dan for roughly how long?
Well, in June of 1980, I did my first guest appearance on Dual Face, and then immediately, I remember Dan, after Ron, you know, Van Nuys was there the same night I met him, and he was there, you know, he just sat and watched and listened and laughed. That's all he ever does. And then immediately after that, Dan couldn't handle me, I guess. I had been so hyper, he didn't know how to handle me, you know. And immediately he asked me to come back next week, and then he asked me to come back next week, and I brought Dory Forma with me a couple of times, and we did Pizza Wars, and then we did a few specials, and I just kept on hanging around. And through that, we became really good friends and made tapes together, and that's how that evolved.
Right. I believe we have a clip of Pizza Wars with
Dory
Dan
Forma.
Russ and
yeah.
Dory Forma.
How this transpired was Dory was a guest star on on Dual Face 1 week. I brought him down, and Dory felt like he didn't have anything funny to say. He felt very uncomfortable. So immediately he went home and he wrote this skit out so that next week when Dan asked him to be back on the show, he had this really prepared, funny, you know, parody of The Empire Strikes Back to record over at Dan's house, and that's how this thing came about.
Right, and we have a clip of Pizza Wars. We're going to play a little bit of that right now, and we'll be back in a moment with Paul Mack.
A Dual Phase production presents...
Star Wars, Episode 12. As the Empire struggles beneath the weight of its own decrepitude, a new force springs from within the galaxy. Pizza
Ship has just arrived.
Have the pilot escorted to my quarters.
Yes, Lord Vader.
Yes.
Admiral Pizoff to see you, Lord Vader.
Come in.
I'm expecting an important delivery, Admiral.
I thought you should be here when it arrives. Have you located the new Rebel stronghold yet?
Not as yet, Your Supremacy. We have drones searching the galaxy from the slime pits of Zakram to the oriental massage parlors of Van Nuys. As soon as we have any data as to their whereabouts, I will notify you immediately.
For your sake, I hope you find them soon. My patience is wearing thin.
Woo!
Yes, who is there?
Pizza man!
Come in.
Here's your pizza, chef's salad, coleslaw, and oh yes, 2 gallons of old ration steamy.
Did they remember to put double cheese on it?
Well, it says so on the ticket. I guess they did.
I'd better have a look. Last time it was cold and the cheese was stuck to the top of the box. Just as I suspected. Not only is there no extra cheese, but they've forgotten the green pepper as well.
Green pepper? You ate green pepper? Here, let me take a look at the ticket. Large pizza with extra cheese, sausage, meatball, Wookiee, onion, and green pepper. Oh no, I must have delivered your pizza to that Dual Phase massage parlor on Van Nuys Boulevard.
You fool. I should have you skinned alive for this.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Vader. If you want, I could go back and get you a new one.
Woo! Lord Vader, the scanners have just detected a Rebel battle fleet approaching at light speed. They will enter this sector within seconds.
Don't bother me now. I'm upset as it is.
Oh, well, I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but...
Never mind. How much do I owe you?
$12,472.47.
Very well, I'll just write a check.
Excuse me, sir. We don't take checks.
You dare to question the credit of Darth Vader, commander of the Imperial Fleet, last of the Jedi Warriors?
I'm sure it's a good check. It's just against company policy.
Lord Vader, the Rebel forces are overtaking the fleet by storm. Some strange force has rendered our defenses inoperable.
Luke Skywalker is using the force against us. I must be alone to concentrate my powers against them.
Hey Jack, what about this bill? I don't have all day, you know.
Leave me alone. I must concentrate.
Woo! Your impeccableness, a Rebel detachment has penetrated the hull. We may not be able to hold the bridge.
Darkest powers of the Force, I command thee, let there be...
Hey, Jack, come on, I got deliveries to make.
Be silent, darkest powers.
The closest one is 25,000 light years away.
Silence.
Vader!
Luke, my son, why don't you come in and make yourself comfortable? Take your weapons off.
It's too late, Pops. Prepare to die.
Your power is strong, but you cannot defeat me.
Well, if you can't pay for this pizza, Jack, I'm gonna have to take it back.
No way, just...
Jesus, this is disgusting. It's bleeding on my shoes.
I owe you my life. If you hadn't distracted him, he would have beaten me. You helped save the universe from Dual Phase tapes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you're really grateful, why don't you just buy the food and throw in a nice fat tip, huh?
Huh?
This tale of galactic warfare and bad nutrition was brought to you by Dorcas Formus and Dan Dualphase.
Wait a minute, I did the breathing. Couldn't you smell my bad breath?